Live. We are launching into hour number three of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We are on the line with David in Massachusetts. We've been talking about the health care situation that we have in this country, and it's just awful. And the reason is because of government involvement. So the solution, therefore, is not more government involvement in the form of socialized health care, single-payer health care, universal health care, whatever you want to call it. And by the way, there are plenty of people that call themselves Republicans and Democrats, both alike, that are absolutely in favor of more governmental involvement with health care. And David, if you're there still in Massachusetts,
yep.
You have encountered sort of the more fascist version of healthcare, where basically what they've done is they've now mandated in the state of Massachusetts that everyone must have health insurance. So it's not necessarily that the government is providing all of the health care at the moment, but they are mandating that everyone buy into this system of health insurance, which is very regulated and controlled by the government. And the amount of health insurance providers is also very limited. And basically, if you don't get health insurance on your own, they're going to come in and dock your paycheck. Now, you're self-employed, so that's a little more difficult for them to dock your paycheck. But people that are just regular employee types, they are, you know, they're stuck. They're forced into this awful system where you are told that costs will go down because so many more people will buy. It'll be volume buying power and costs will go down. Well, you've done some checking before and after the fact, and as a matter of fact, costs haven't gone down. And in fact, I was surprised to hear that they stayed the same. I guess it's just that they have so many more customers now. They left the prices
and
where they were.
And, of course, since they didn't hold up the end of their bargain that costs were going to go down, that doesn't matter. It's not like people can say, okay, well, never mind. We're going back. Yeah.
Right, you can't cancel. And therefore, costs will go up over time. If they haven't gone up right away, just wait. Because if all of these health insurers say, look, hey, let's raise our prices, guys. It's a new year. We need to raise our prices. And they all raise their prices together like a cartel would, you can't just say no. You can't not buy their services. No, everyone is forced into purchasing their services. It's the ultimate fascist health care plan.
Absolutely, and it was pushed by Romney, who's supposedly a conservative.
Well, you should know better than that.
Now, about this health care that you have to have, surely there's some company out there that offers, totally catastrophic, cataclysmic healthcare plan. You know, that you actually, the deductibles are very high and that kind of, like $10,000 deductibles and that kind of thing. Does that fit within the criteria, or do they have specific criteria of what kind of healthcare you have to have?
Well, they have basic healthcare providers and only a limited number of providers, as you guys already stated. On that side, so there's no real choice to be had. They have basic. You go through an organization that kind of farms it out between whatever, however many providers there are, five or six, and they all basically have the same services at the same prices, and it's the same thing that we've been dealing with car insurance, where we get Geico commercials here, but you can't get Geico insurance in that.
Right, because Geico has some sense, and they've decided it's not worth jumping through all the regulatory hassles and hoops that Massachusetts put up. Now, you said you live just over the border from New Hampshire. What's holding you back, man? You should check out the health insurance prices up here. I bet you they're cheaper.
Well, we just bought our house 2 years ago.
Oh.
So there's no way to move now, besides my wife wants to stay on this side of the border.
Oh, why?
Unfortunately.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with New Hampshire in her mind?
Well, I don't want to get in. No, I have nothing personally against New Hampshire.
The wife is there in the room. We understand, David. Thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate it tonight. 800-259-9231. And good luck down there in one of the worst, most socialized, fascist, sicko, big government states of them all, Massachusetts. What an awful
right
situation.
There.
I mean, these health insurance companies, thanks to this new government mandate, they have guaranteed customers. And remember, I think we'd actually, it was either an email or a phone call that we'd had from somebody in Massachusetts that had an awful time with their insurer. And the insurance companies, they don't treat you like a valued customer. And the reason for that is because they know that you don't really have anywhere else to go.
That's
true. Other companies aren't that much better.
It would be bad enough if they forced people, if they just forced people to have healthcare insurance. You know, I've got to say that most people should have healthcare insurance. They should. But it's then the government puts all these regulations on the healthcare companies, what policies they're allowed to provide. They have their own insurance board. They have a government bureaucracy that oversees the insurance company
right. To
make sure that they're offering all the little things. You know,
we've got to cover the scuffs and the cuts and the sniffles.
Right, abortions for nuns and all the other nonsense out there that that you know doesn't make any sense for people to have coverage on. You just think how much cheaper my coverage would have been. There was a time in my life when I was, you know, 30 years old looking for insurance, and I was essentially twice as much as everyone else because I smoke a cigar a day. And so, therefore, I have to have, you know, I have to be covered for lung lung disease. I wasn't going to get lung disease for another 30 years, assuming I'm ever going to get it anyway. I didn't need coverage for that then. I just needed coverage for catastrophic stuff. But it still cost me twice as much.
Wow.
If they would have offered me a program where they didn't cover lung cancer,
right. Then be dirt cheap.
Fine. Yeah, absolutely.
I have not had health insurance since my mother's health insurance on me has canceled. And I have the opportunity at work where I could have full coverage health insurance, but I just don't feel like it's worth it. I don't like going to the doctor, and I don't want to pay for going to the doctor once every 3 years, so I just going to wait till I get older and go to the doctor more.
You know, the fact is, in your early 20s, a lot of people make that particular decision. And the people that aren't in their early 20s that know that they need health care, I'm 37 now. I have health care. I've gotten, health insurance because I feel like you never know. Well, that's because I'm 37. When I was 22, I wouldn't have needed it. Well,
yeah, I'm about ready to start shopping around.
The 37-year-olds and the 57-year-olds and the 77-year-olds realize, yeah, we need those 22-year-olds in paying their money so that it'll lower our rates.
But it hasn't.
That's what
Massachusetts.
That's because they've taken a certain level of competition out of the
situation.
And
that's the direction everyone's going. All the state governments are going in that same direction. You can just wait and see. Other states will jump on board with this bandwagon, whether it's fully socialized medicine.
I will be absolutely infuriated if New Hampshire picks that up.
That doesn't seem likely. New Hampshire would be one of the last ones to do it. We've got a good activist base here that would fight against it.
Fight against it, that's absolutely true. But you don't think the Democrats that are in office here in New Hampshire right now would think that was a great idea?
Right, I'm
sure
they
raise the minimum wage here?
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Well, it's no easy fight, certainly, Mark, that we have, but we're willing to do it. 1-800-259-9231. Continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Ken in California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey.
Ken?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, not much, except the fact that I'm a little miffed with our governmental agencies. I tuned in and I heard you guys talk about the health insurance situation, and that makes me think about our situation here in California and about 11, 12 other states that have medical marijuana laws on their books.
Yeah,
I think it's 13.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, 13. Yeah, you're probably right. That sounds correct. Anyhow, our own Supreme Court in the state of California recently, it's my understanding, has said that if an employer pulls a urinalysis on the employee and you don't pass it due to THC, which would, i.e., be medical marijuana or marijuana period, that they can fire you.
Okay.
It's like double jeopardy. I mean, is our government is not listening at any level, whether it be municipal and above. I mean, it's crazy.
I have to say that I think an employer should be able to fire somebody for whatever reason they want to. I mean, if an employer wants to be a jackball and fire you because you don't, you know, he doesn't like the color of your eyes or your hair, or he doesn't like you because you're a man or a woman.
I agree, but if they're saying that the person was stoned at the time of some offense or something like that, that's not accurate.
Right, that's like if you drink alcohol, that's your choice. That's up to you. Now, if you drink alcohol on the job, the employer, of course, could have an issue with that.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind that the employer, if they were to fire you for that, would be a jerk. But I don't want to work for jerks, and so I think it'd be a good thing. I'd move on and get myself a job somewhere else with someone who's a reasonable individual. And, again, I think people should be able to be fired for any reason the employer wants to. It's their job, not yours. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Get signed up for the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, like everything else is on our website. And the idea is we'll send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
March 12th through the 15th is the 56th annual running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th, don't miss it, SebringRaceway.com.
I wanted to come back to the story or the call that Kevin made a few moments ago, or rather Ken in California, talking about how there's been a law passed that now allows business owners, if they test their employees for drugs and they're found having THC in their system, whether or not they're a medical marijuana patient, they now have the ability to fire that person. And, Julia, you made a comment during the break that I thought was worth saying on the air. What were you saying?
Oh, I said, well, I wasn't sure if the gentleman who just called in was saying that it was the government said that they had to fire people employees were just firing. But you're claiming that the government has now given people permission to fire people over smoking marijuana?
Yes.
And that makes me angry. Why do we have to get special permission to fire a certain group of people in the first place? I should be able to fire whoever I want, just like I should be able to kick anybody out of my house that I want.
You would think, yes.
Because medical marijuana is legal in California, then you would need some kind of special dispensation from the government. However, you're right, in California, essentially, it's very difficult because with most socialist states, I'm not in California, I haven't looked over their employment laws, but I suspect with most of these more socialist states, it's very difficult to fire somebody. They have all kinds of rights and things like that to single out marijuana smokers and to say that, oh, it's okay to fire these people for doing this. Well, that's wrong. But
yeah.
I do, however, agree with Ian that an employer should be able to fire an employee for any reason they want. And in the same way that an employee can quit a job for any reason they want. Doesn't it seem, I mean, when an employer is buying the services of an, the labor of an employee, and an employee is selling the labor of themselves, doesn't it seem like they should be on fair and equal footing? The employee should be able to say, yes, I don't want to work here anymore because my employer picks his nose.
Right, well, the employer can't go to the state and say, hey, you can't quit this job! I'm suing. You need to come back and work for me, which is essentially what a lot of employees do when they get fired. They go to the state and they say, hey, you can't fire me. I want my job back.
And another thing that a marijuana smoker could do, is essentially be an invaluable employee. In the radio,
sure.
In the radio industry, my experience is they don't do your analysis tests. Why? Because they'd fire three-quarters of the crew that day.
Same thing with the restaurant industry, which is where Julia works full-time.
And so they know. They know who to test and who not to test. I think sometimes that these tests are used to single out employees that they'd like to get rid of and are scared to get rid of in any other manner.
Sure, especially when it's so litigious. I mean, it makes sense. You believe
even
it or not,
in this less socialist state of New Hampshire, it is so hard to fire people. We are supposed to, as management, make sure that we've done everything in our power to make the employee comfortable. And even then, they can come back and sue. And when you are hired at Panera, when you're hired at Panera, where I work,
times when you aren't here, so it's fine.
You sign a form that says that this is an at-will, employment and that either of us can terminate the relationship at any time. And even though you've agreed to that, they still come back and sue, and they win.
It's disgusting. And this mentality is spreading across the country, and the people, these employees are just getting more and more so-called employees' rights, and it's just destroying the freedom of the employer to run his or her business in the way that he or she deems fit. As an employer, it's your business. You've paid the rent. You are paying the mortgage, whatever it is your situation is. You've got the overhead to cover every single month. It's your responsibility. You should have the ability to completely customize your staff in the way that you want to. If you bring somebody on and it turns out that they're just a slackball, and they don't want to do what they're supposed to do, you should be able to get rid of them right off the bat. You shouldn't have to jump through hoops. You shouldn't have to cover your butt. It should just be, you're done, dude. Get out of my place of business. I don't understand what's so wrong with that. It's just, it goes back to this mentality, this kind of socialist inbred mentality that young people have, and people, I guess, of all ages, but it starts probably at government schools. This entitlement mentality that once you have a job, if you just show up every day on time, you should be able to keep your job for the rest of your life. And we see it reflected, as you said, Julia, even though New Hampshire is one of the less regulated states in this area, we still see the mentality. There was a paper mill that closed down up in the northern part of the state, I think it closed down in December.
No, you're talking about a home construction company. Like they made mobile homes. Or
right. There was a mill that closed down a little while back.
Okay.
And whenever one of these big employers shuts down.
Big in New Hampshire is 150 people.
Well, whatever. Whenever one of these employers that employs a lot of people shuts down, the employees go running to the government, and the governor of the state says, "We're going to do whatever we can to help you guys." And one of the ideas that was put forth was that the government should nationalize, or for lack of a better term, take control of that particular company to keep it operating, to have taxpayers pay to continue to operate this failing company.
I mean, the owners didn't think it was worth keeping going. Why should the government?
Because of the jobs, Mark.
Wait, this is in New Hampshire?
Yes.
That means we'd be paying for it,
that's
right?
That's right.
Right.
But the customers didn't want to buy the products, so the government's going to take over the business.
And then make the products that much more inferior than anything else. Look, it's as simple as this. If an employee decides that they want to sell their labor to an employer, and an employer decides they want to buy it, they're in a consensual agreement. When the employee doesn't need any reason to leave, so therefore the employer shouldn't need any reason. If the employee thinks the employer's a jerk and wants to leave for that reason, fine. If the employer thinks the employee's a jerk and wants to fire them for that reason, fine. What you can guarantee is one of them's a jerk. And in life, you'll meet lots of jerks. And what you have to do is find the jerks that you get along best with, like you and I do, Ian.
Yeah.
And because I know you're a jerk. And, you just
smarmy, snide, jack ball.
See? You just deal with it.
You both are a bunch of jerks, if you ask me.
There you go.
Surrounded by jerks.
Let's go to the phone.
I'd fire one of you if I could.
Jeremy, you're on the air in Montana. Hello, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy. Hello.
Oh, we're bald tonight, man.
What's on your mind, dude?
Oh, I was thinking about, I told a cop to get the hell out of my yard the other day.
I bet that went well.
Did he leave?
And I was jamming my tunes, and they were only up for like 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, there's the popo, and I just asked him politely to get the hell out of the yard, and he left, and I went back in my place, and it was all cool.
Did you go back in and crank it up again?
Yeah.
How close are your neighbors, Jeremy?
Oh no, but I met more of them, and I met more of them today, and they seem to be really good people.
You met more of your neighbors today, you said?
And it's all because of me cranking my tunes and telling the cops.
That's great. You're meeting your neighbors from cranking the music. Hey, there you go.
Rock on.
More on the way. Crank up some Free Talk Live while you're at it. No, I don't recommend disturbing your neighbors. You should get along with them and have agreements.
He is getting along.
That's great. More coming up.
Cranking Black Sabbath.
This is Free Talk Live.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features there for free, so enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, and national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire and join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. To the phones and to the fun. April. Ladies first, in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, April. April? Going once? April? Hello?
Hi, I wanted to tell you about something that's going on in the public school system, and I know you guys are against the public school system, but many of us are paying so much in property taxes that...
Oh, me too.
You know, and I have to say, the school systems up here, especially compared to, say, down in California, are excellent.
You know, but I understand why people make the compromises and send their kids to school. I do. I absolutely do understand. It's a huge financial burden. I think that the government should get out of it and that we should stop forcing people to pay for schools that they don't use.
Well, you know, saying
but I understand why parents do that.
Saying the government schools in your area are comparatively better is like saying you have a comparatively better form of cancer than other forms. Because it's just all bad. I mean, they're all teaching socialism to some degree or another. They're all teaching worship for the state.
Tell you about something specific here.
Please.
Yeah, please.
Two of my daughters are in high school, and two of their teachers have require community service as part of their grade.
What?
Now, excuse me, but community service, in my mind, for one thing, it should be, unless it's court ordered, I think that it should be voluntary. And the other thing is,
it wouldn't be service otherwise.
And also, this community service has absolutely nothing to do with the class that they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
One of the classes is an English class, and the other class is a math class. And what they're required to do is to make these stupid, convoluted cardboard books for kids in Africa. And they've got all these guidelines, like, for instance, these kids in Africa, they're not supposed to put TV sets or cars or anything, basically electric lights or anything that we have in these books, because they don't want to make the kids in Africa feel bad. So they want these kids to spend all this time drawing and making these stupid, and they're not very well made, cardboard books to send to Africa.
So they don't even get to choose their mode of community service? Because when I went to government school down in Florida, and this was over a decade ago at this point, they required 75 hours of community service just to graduate from high school.
Really?
But you could choose what area of so-called community service you wanted to do it in. You're saying there's not even a choice here. They have to do what the teachers say.
In the math class, they do not have a choice. They have to make these books for kids in Africa. And in the English class, they can either make the book for the kid in Africa or they can do like 40 hours of community service. Now, keeping in mind, my daughters are already in a community service club because they want to help their community.
Well, it's virtuous when you volunteer. It's virtuous.
And they said, can we use the community service that we're already doing as an after-school project for our class? And she said, no, you have to do extra stuff just specifically for this.
That doesn't make any sense. That's wrong.
And I guess what I want to know is, how is helping children in Africa community service? I'm all for helping people, but community, I think volunteering at your local food kitchen or something that actually has to do with your community.
Well, that's my other argument. My argument is these kids are really not getting any idea of how they're helping. It's supposed to foster, like, you know, connection to people who live in poverty and blah, blah, blah. Well, why not come to the old folks' home and read to the old blind people?
Sure.
Why not pick up trash alongside the street or go to the animal shelter?
But either way, whatever arbitrary example they choose to enforce on these kids, it still doesn't send the right message, and that is that if you want to help people that need help, it's only virtuous if you choose to do it. As you're saying, your daughters have chosen to do it elsewhere on their own. If you force somebody to help another person, then they don't learn the same lessons from that. Then they just resent it.
Well, the other problem that I had is specifically for this geometry class, is my one daughter, who is not artistically inclined, okay? She's a musician, but she draws stick figures. She spent all weekend long trying to make this stupid cardboard book when she should have been working on her geometry. And that was one of the big problems I had. I actually contacted the superintendent of schools over this. But, you know, I think other parents out there, we need to start complaining about this, because this is like indentured servitude or slavery.
It's not going to do you any good. I mean, you can just get all motivated and go to a bunch of school board meetings, and you'll probably just get ruled over again and again. The most sensible thing to do is pull your kids out of these government schools and figure out a way, you know, maybe not pay the property tax or the school portion of your property taxes or something like that. Some sort of a property tax revolt, I think, would go a long way, and getting your kids out would be the best thing you could possibly do to keep them out.
I know, and I've actually have homeschooled my kids for most of their education. But
why did you choose to send them back to government school?
Well, part of the problem is that I myself am not, I don't feel that I have the level of training in math and science that are going to benefit my kids. I mean, I can't do at the kitchen table.
Do you think that, do you want your daughters to go to college? Is that why you're concerned about that?
What?
Are you concerned about that because you want them to have the prerequisites in order to go to a college? Is that the reason you're so concerned? Because
No, actually, to be really honest, I would have no problem with my kids not going to college at all, because I don't want to pay for my kids to be brainwashed by a bunch of leftists.
That's what's going to happen. You're right.
My kids want to go to school, want to learn these things.
I see. Well, then you've got a problem. Because as I understand, and you probably know this as a homeschooler, the way I understand it is once you teach a kid to read and to write, you get the basics down, they can go and learn all the rest on their own. So if it interests them to learn math and science.
Yeah, but it's a nice theory, but, you know, sometimes, and I think that there are a lot of people who can do that, and there are some people who actually need to have someone help them have, you know, to understand.
The classroom experience can be valuable.
Hire a tutor. That's what I would say. April, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Hey, do whatever you can to get them out of the hands of the government. Really.
It's the only solution to that particular problem. I understand, you know, where she's coming from. It's just, what do you do to fight the school board? It's ludicrous that they have to do community service for a geometry class. Unless that the community service is showing shapes and cones to younger kids. It makes no sense at all.
I fudged my community service sheet. I just had somebody sign off on it as though I'd actually done something, but I didn't.
Yeah, the only community service I ever had to do was court ordered.
And then they're doing community service, and the teacher says, no, the community service, for one thing, you never ask these questions. They're doing community service, and the teacher says, no, you have to do more different community service. The community service you're doing isn't good enough. Of course, you don't ask a bureaucrat a question that you want to get an answer to. In the case of bureaucrats, you always, you know, ask forgiveness rather than permission, because the... You know, if you go and ask a bureaucrat a question that's a yes-no question,
no.
The answer is no. Every time, no.
1-800-259-9231, your thoughts about whatever you want to talk about. We go to Kevin.
Every time is inaccurate. Sometimes bureaucrats will not say that.
Kevin in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just would like to add that it's really refreshing to hear a female's voice in the mix this evening.
It's always nice to have Julia on the show when she's available. She's a busy lady, so we try to get her in as often as possible.
Two things. Nanette, she might have a possibility of saving her home.
Just to recap, for people that are tuning in this hour, weren't here an hour ago when Nanette called, she had painted her trailer. Her and a group of Ron Paul activists had painted her trailer with a wonderful mural, of a Ron Paul mural, and her mortgage company came in and said, you better change this back or else we're going to foreclose on your house. What's your suggestion?
Well, there was on the Power Hour on GCN, which is thepowerhour.com, they were talking about this man who had this million-dollar home, and they were trying to foreclose on him. Well, the gentleman went to the mortgage company and said, prove to me that you own the mortgage on my house. Because of all the recent mortgage foreclosures that are going on, that all the people are trading and buying all the mortgages, and the actual mortgage company no longer had the paper proving that they owned the mortgage.
I suppose that's possible. Seems unlikely that that would happen, but it's worth a shot, I guess. Kevin, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758.
My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, and if you like the show and you want to look good, then go buy some Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. T-shirts, hats, hoodies, a variety of colors, sizes, and options, all there at store.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll find some other cool stuff, like our Free Talk Live lighter/bottle opener combo, as well as DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets and free Marketeer logo stuff. Go to store.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone calls here. Todd in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys earlier about what you guys were talking about earlier about the healthcare crisis. And it's interesting you guys bring up the healthcare situation. And I was talking to Mark online about this. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the AMA has even just as much power as the government, even more so in a lot of respects.
How's that?
Well, take in consideration that they decide the number of medical schools exist.
They decide how many students are enrolled. They decide how many students and how many medical schools there are?
How many hospital residencies. And through the licensing laws, they decide who gets the jobs in the hospitals.
Wow. So, what a scam.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, the funny thing is and a lot of people don't talk about, is that currently we have over 500,000 licensed physicians in this country. There are over 300 million Americans in this country. There are not enough physicians and the resources to provide for every single person who could actually get the health care they could get, but to purchase it through the free market. So with the licensing laws, and since that's a protection racket, we lock out a lot of good people who could have been doctors, but they can't because the licensing fees are horrendous.
I mean, or they just can't get in. They can't get into the school.
That's right. That's right. They keep the number of students down deliberately, and they've been doing this since the early part of the 20th century, in fact.
But basically, it was the purpose of the AMA, wasn't it, to restrict competition for the doctors?
That's correct. That's correct. And they have a lot of control over the entire medical system, along with the unions. And, you know, they are doing a pretty good job of helping wrecking this entire healthcare system as we know it. And they've been doing it pretty pretty well for a very long time.
Sad stuff, man.
Anytime you control, try to control part of the market, it's always going to cause problems. And, you know, the AMA is, it's basically a government-instituted union. You cannot be
That's
a doctor.
Correct.
You can't be a doctor unless the AMA recognizes
exactly.
You as a doctor. And the government will come and put you in jail if you try to do doctoring stuff without being
right.
recognized by the AMA. I mean, they're protected.
That's what we need is more underground doctors. I'd be happy to patronize one of them. Todd, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Got to go to Brian in Colorado on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey, Julia.
Hello, Brian.
I had something else. I maybe didn't get to it, but the one thing that that the government doesn't restrict as far as professions is the number of lawyers out there. I mean, there's something like 50,000 people graduate every year with a law degree.
Mm, wow.
There's something wrong with that. Well,
yeah.
Actually, what I wanted to talk about was technology and how the government takes technology that we as supposedly free citizens create out of our, you know, need for profit and, you know, innovation, and they take it. They take it and turn it into something evil.
Like robots? For instance,
like, well, let's start with trains.
Okay.
I mean, the trains were turned into commandeered during World War II and turned into troop transports and equipment transports. But I was thinking lately of RFID, which is a fabulous, wonderful technology. I mean, it helps companies prevent fraud. It helps them track what they need to track.
Yeah, if you work in a warehouse, RFID is a lifesaver. It really increases efficiency. If you've ever moved pallets around behind the scenes in a store, for instance, you could take an RFID scanner, scan a pallet, and it would just bounce back instantaneously the amount of products and which products were actually in that pallet. You wouldn't have to go and move boxes and tally things manually. It's really taken a lot of the work out of warehousing, amongst other things. So you're right. It's a brilliant technology.
Yeah, they've got this one commercial. I think it was made in Europe, and you get it on YouTube. This guy walking through with this long coat. You know, he's got a beard. He looks like a shoplifter. And he throws stuff in his pockets, and he throws stuff, you know, he hides stuff all over the place. And then he tries to walk out of the store, and the thing beeps. And then the security guard is standing there and say, "Excuse me, sir." And the guy turns around, and the security guard says, "You forgot your receipt."
Hmm.
Because it scanned everything that he did, and he bought it, and he put it on his credit card.
Hmm.
But government is turning this into evil, you know, chipping our kids and everything.
Yeah.
But I was just reading in Scientific American today. They have this new RFID chip. It's called RFID powder because it's so small. It's being worked on by Hitachi right now. It's so small that a bottle of this stuff, you pour it out on a table, and it looks like a powder.
Wow.
And it only reads for a few centimeters, but, you know, that won't take long to build bigger receivers for that. But I think it would have a really good, need for a lot of good, you know, commercial private things. But then they're already talking about how the cops are going to take this powder and they can spray it on a bunch of protesters, you know, in a town gathering or something like that, and then just kind of track them as they go around town. I mean,
wow.
This stuff isn't even on the market yet, but the government is already thinking about evil ways to use this to their control benefit.
These people must be stopped, Brian.
These people must be stopped. So how do we stop that? I think every inventor needs to think about their technology, but they need to think a little bit further about how to government-proof their technology when the time comes.
I don't know if it's possible. I mean, if the government's out there, it's just like you said. I mean, when they commandeered the trains, they'll just commandeer your technology. If you release it to the marketplace, it's available to the state.
Oh, but we're smarter than they are. Like, for instance, they're putting these RFID chips in your passport.
Yeah.
But you just throw your passport in the microwave. I mean, how long will it take? And it, you know, that'll undo whatever the
microwave.
Chip is.
I thought you were supposed to hit it with a hammer.
Right. The microwave. Yeah. The microwave can put when the RFID chip goes in there can scorch the passport and make it obvious you did such a thing. With the RFIDs that they're putting in passports, it's best to cover it with a cloth and then smack it real good with a hammer.
Brian, there are always going to be ways to use technology to fight technology. So we will always have those options, those creative options that'll come up to help protect us. I know that Puke posted a link. I don't know if it was NH3.com or the Free Talk Live BBS, but he posted a link of this neat little invention that essentially you put up on your it puts out infrared light, which of course you can't see, but video cameras can. And so basically, when it's emitting this infrared light, you could wear it on your head, for instance, and security cameras can't see you because the infrared light blinds the security camera to that one particular area where the lights are. So there are always going to be neat technological workarounds, but preventing government from getting their hands on these tech technologies is next to impossible.
Well, yeah, that's my point, is that we need to figure out ways return these back to us, to keep the government out of them and get rid of any advantage that they might have that they think they have, because they're always a little bit behind us. Let's always stay in front of them. Government-proof any technology that comes out. That's my mantra.
Very good, Brian, and congratulations in advance on closing on your house in New Hampshire. I know you're flying up here tomorrow for that.
Yeah, and I'm going to head out to Keene to go to Social Sunday and see you all there, and then we close on Monday.
Very cool, man. Congratulations, and thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Wow, blown away by the phone calls. And I said earlier we were going to get back to the email asking about, you know, how do you have the boldness to broadcast? You don't pay taxes to the feds. Aren't you worried you'll end up a lot like the Browns? No. If I was worried, I wouldn't be doing this show. If I was worried about what would happen to me, I wouldn't be out here talking about the things I talk about. And it's not just that. I admit to smoking marijuana. You know, I've admitted to breaking all kinds of laws.
You choose not to worry. However, you do consider it a possibility that the feds may come after you.
I take steps. Certainly, I take steps, and I'm doing,
I don't know what kind of steps you can take against.
He doesn't take any steps. Don't listen to him.
I am in the process. I mean, these steps can take some time to ensure safety.
I don't know that the steps even matter. The fact is, you're doing what's right by, you know, in your mind, and I would agree with you, by not paying taxes. And then beyond that, you know, you can try to make some legal maneuvers that will...
try to minimize the damage, should the damage come.
But I would say that what's important is that you've done what's right.
Exactly, and the idea is to do what's right, and by example, set an example for others to say, yeah, well, he's doing it, why shouldn't I be able to? He's doing it, he's on the radio, why shouldn't I be able to do it? I think it makes more sense if you're doing it in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project where others are around. I feel much better doing this here than I did doing it down in Florida, for instance, because there are people surrounding me that support me, and I support them, too. If they get caught and in trouble for something, for instance, next month I'll be going to a court trial for one of the activists here in Keene who was driving without registration, because I support people doing what they think is right in this fight against tyranny that we have. You've got to stand up for your freedoms, otherwise they're just going to keep getting taken away from you. And besides, if they wanted to come after me, they could. Any old time, they could go after me for whatever they want. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.